One uproots seedlings from his own seedlings. When a tail is soich shilon, he wants to replant them. That's why he uprooted them. He wants to uproot them from here, and he wants to replant them somewhere else. Patur, in that case, he is exempt. He doesn't have to tie them at this point because he intends to replant them. So the work isn't complete with these things, and therefore they don't have to be tied at this point in the process. Lakach b'mechuba l'karka, if he bought the seedlings while they're attached to the ground. So when he buys them, they're still planted. He goes, I come to you and I buy your seedlings, and they're still planted. Patur, in that case, they don't have to be tied at that point. Even though there's been a transaction done on the seedlings, because they're still attached to the ground, so you don't have to tie them at that point. Lakat lishloach l'chaveiro, if he gathers seedlings in order to send them to his fellow as a gift, Patur, he's also exempt from tithing at that point. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer, he says, Im yesh keyotzevim nimkarim b'shuk, if the like of these seedlings which he's sending to his friend are sold in the marketplace, then haray elu chayavim. Then he does have to tithe them. They are liable to Truman Masa. But he brings up here that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. So if a person gathers seedlings to send to his friend as a gift, he doesn't have to tithe the seedlings.